Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The government promised in the Treaty of 1864 that established the Klamath Indian Reservation to supply a lumber mill and maintain its operation for 20 years. A first steam-driven mill that arrived from Jacksonville in 1863 to help build Fort Klamath may have been the first to meet the treaty obligation. In 1870, the Klamath Agency built a water-driven circular mill designed specifically for the reservation. A year later, sub-agent J.N. High reported, "The completion of the sawmill has worked a great reformation and inspired the Indians to extraordinary exertion. They have taken the axe and crosscut saw and hauled to the mill 1,000,000 board feet of lumber, and today are lumber merchants and are evincing shrewdness and integrity." High's report listed a sawyer and 4 mill laborers acquired in September of 1871, two of them Indians. The government kept at least one reservation mill operating into the 1920s when the timber was depleted and the old mills had burned or broken down. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.